This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. The Crime Prevention Minister concerned about the current spate of gun violence. The Dighton Griffith Principal explains the controversial Gender Day. The hotel sector reports high occupancy levels and anticipates further increase as the T20 Cricket World Cup approaches the final stages. Classes at St. Giles Primary continue following a meeting between staff and the Ministry of Education. And Trinidad and Tobago record another earthquake, the second in 2 days. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. Minister in the Office of the Attorney General with responsibility for crime prevention, Corey Lane, says he's concerned about the current spate of gun violence as the island records 19 homicides for the year so far and 6 fatal shootings in 2 weeks. Mr. Lane said government and other stakeholders are meeting to address the current crime situation.
And we will continue to be concerned with every single homicide. The truth is we've had about 16 months of relative quiet, and we've had 2 weeks of the opposite. All the partners and stakeholders in crime prevention, which includes the police, the Office of the Attorney General, crime prevention, a number of other stakeholders are not only just meeting, but strategizing and trying to find out what exactly has happened. The truth is only recently I have been briefed and I have an idea what's happening, but within the realms of national security, there's not everything that you can say, but I can assure the public that we are at the job. We are not falling asleep behind the wheel, although we are working right around the clock and maybe be a bit tired, but you're not falling asleep behind the wheel.
He again stressed it will take some time before people see the results from the peace program.
The real impact and measurement of the National Peace Program. Some of the programs you won't be able to measure probably for the next 15 years. There are some other programs that we are hoping to see short and medium term returns, and that is the program working with the primary and secondary risk levels like Flick the Script and so on. So within all of these 11 most vulnerable and at-risk communities in Barbados, we have change agents working, pulling out these people that are right on the brink of committing crime, and we have them in the program. So I believe that things might have been a lot worse if they were not doing what it is that they were supposed to do. What I will do is use the information coming to me on these programs on the ground to filter to the relevant stakeholders to kind of advise them on areas that I believe need to be improved. And believe you me, I see areas where we can improve. There are some holes that need to be plugged and plugged immediately.
Minister in the Office of the Attorney General with responsibility for crime prevention, Corey Lane. Meantime, Chief Executive Officer of Supreme Counseling for Personal Development, Sean Clark, tells Starcom Network News the fight against crime should not only be left to people responsible for the peace program.
Over the past weeks, I have observed with great sadness the amount of shootings that we had on the island, especially including a number of young people under the age of 20 that would have been taken from us through gunplay. I know the National Peace Program, they are doing their best. They have a number of initiatives that they are trying to implement. But the reality is that the National Peace Program cannot do it on its own. It cannot be seen as a problem that only must be tackled by the National Peace Program. This is a Barbados problem, and it is something, therefore, that all aspects, all facets of Barbados need to get involved.
He believes it should be an all-hands-on-deck approach and calls on everyone to play their role in reducing crime.
The church, the community groups, name it. We all must get involved in terms of going out there, reaching out to our young people, talking to our young people, putting things in place for our young people to be creative positively, and giving our young people things to do with their time. Everybody needs to do what they can to assist, because the reality is that a gunshot has no direction, has no name, so it can affect anybody. So we cannot sit and see this thing in isolation and believe that we are well protected. Come out and join organizations that are crying out against this thing. You know, if you see young people going down the wrong road, don't be afraid to speak with them. Stop acting as if our young people are not approachable. Because when we approach these young people at the right time, they listen. So we need to get on board from that regard.
Chief Executive Officer of Supreme Counseling for Personal Development, Sean Clark. The Ministry of Education has issued a statement on behalf of the principal of the Dighton Griffith Secondary School, seeking to explain the school's announced Gender Day, which sparked controversy after a school circular made the rounds on social media.
The statement says that the administration of the Dighton Griffith Secondary School has been made aware of concerns and what it calls misunderstanding in the public domain following the circulation of a letter addressed and disseminated to parents and guardians of students attending the school. The statement notes that in the circulated letter, a gender day activity has been scheduled for Thursday, June 27th. According to the statement, the activity in question is simply an extension of gender prayers where the boys assemble in one location and the girls in another. It adds that in these sessions, the students are engaged in discussions about a range of topics such as conduct, deportment, entrepreneurship, hygiene, motivation, nutrition, violence, or any matter that may raise its head from time to time to threaten the smooth functioning.
Classes continue at St. Giles Primary School this morning following a meeting with staff and ministry officials. President of the BUT, Barbados Union of Teachers, Rudy Lovell, says a meeting was held last week to address several concerns and was well received by staff members. This follows a stick-out by staff last week over a number of grievances.
The Barbados Union of Teachers attended a meeting on Friday with the Ministry of Education, Technological and Vocational Training, representatives from the Primary School Principals Association, and the teaching and non-teaching staff of the St. Giles Primary School. The meeting was called to discuss concerns brought by both the teaching and non-teaching staff at the school. Coming out of the meeting, a decision was made to have a follow-up meeting to further discuss these concerns, and the Barbados Union of Teachers is looking forward to having this meeting, which should be called sometime soon.
He gives the assurance that there would be no further disruption in classes to facilitate the upcoming meeting.
The meeting is not with the teachers this time. The meeting is with the representatives of the persons who are involved in the discussions. So the representatives for the teachers will be the Barbados Union of Teachers, and the representative for the principal will be the Primary School Principals Association. We hope that the second meeting will concretize the discussions that was held in the first meeting, and the issues that may be affecting the school will be speedily dealt with.
As president of the Barbados Union of Teachers, Rudy Lovell. The hotel sector reports high occupancy levels for June and anticipates a further increase as the T20 Cricket World Cup approaches the final stages. Chairman of the Barbados Hotel and Tourism Association, Javon Griffith, says the sector is on track to achieve its projected 70% occupancy for this month.
Our projections were taken 2 weeks ago, and we are on pace to reach 70%, as previously mentioned. However, we do expect there will be a slight increase depending on the teams that make it into the finals. We won't have completed June numbers until the second week of June, when our member properties have submitted data as per our standard reporting periods. All in all, we would say it all augurs well for the entire industry, and we are pleased with the numbers that we are seeing so far.
He says that there could be a further increase depending on which country advances to the semis and the finals.
For example, we know that India has a massive traveling contingent behind them. We can see them pretty much all over the island. If a team like India makes it to the final, we would expect to see another boost to occupancy percentages in the last week of the month going into the first week of July.
That's chairman of the Barbados Hotel and Tourism Association, Javon Griffith. The University of the West Indies Seismic Research Center has recorded another minor earthquake at magnitude 3.5, occurring at 5:25 p.m. yesterday north of Trinidad at a depth of 1 kilometer. This quake occurred approximately 84 kilometers east-northeast of Saturday night's 6.2 earthquake. Aftershocks northwest of Trinidad continue as of 5:30 p.m. over 20 quakes, all minor to light magnitudes and not reported felt, had been recorded. Both minor quakes and aftershocks following larger earthquakes are normal. Recapping the headlines. The Crime Prevention Minister concerned about the current spate of gun violence. Dighton Griffith's principal explains the controversial gender day. Classes continue at St. Giles Primary School following a meeting between staff and the Ministry of Education. The hotel sector reports high occupancy levels and anticipates a further increase as T20 Cricket World Cup approaches the final stages. Trinidad and Tobago records another earthquake, the second in 2 days. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network, news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.